Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Previously on the Simply Human podcast.
Put that kind of heat, but then sticky. That's, I can't take that. I mean, I'll take this dry, sometimes muggy heat, but that's a different type of heat.
Like, be really hot, and then we're going to pour honey all over your naked body, and that's South Florida. Oh, he's drinking tea as well.
I am. I don't have the, I don't have the little thing hanging on.
It's episode 231 of the Simply Human podcast with your hosts, Mark and Rick. Two human beings being human. Our goal is to help you understand how humans are designed to eat, sleep, move, and enjoy, and how you can start living more like a human today. On today's show, it is the return of Dr. Ronnie Bannock. She's a board-certified ophthalmologist. She's fellowship-trained neuro-ophthalmologist, a functional medicine expert. She's fully trained in ophthalmology, surgery, and Botox. She has a special interest in treating headache and migraine. She manages a wide spectrum of conditions affecting vision as well as the complex connections between the eye and the brain. She's super smart.
It's a super fun conversation we have with her, too.
Yeah.
For time travel talk, we just got done with the interview. And it's almost like part of it was like anytime, you know, hey, I've got like a million weird eye questions. Like we were just picking the brain of the eye expert. And it was fun. It was a good conversation.
It was. We had, we asked her definitely some weird questions. Maybe she has, I wonder if she's ever been asked the eyelid question.
That was probably the weirdest question she's, surely that's it, right? The weirdest eye-related question. Okay, so being a police officer, we have this thing, this industry term called being nerded, okay? What that means is like you're working like an off-duty job at a bank, sitting in a chair, just watching the clock, and someone will come up. Yeah, I got a question. My neighbor's ex-dog walker's mother-in-law's brother got a ticket.
So that's called
years ago.
Nerding.
And that happens. And I try to be patient with people. Like, I don't wear a uniform anymore. So every once in a while, like, I'll work a job where I have a uniform, and like, you forget how bad it is. Like, everyone's got a question. And so I wonder if like other industries are the same like that. Like everyone's got like a million questions. Oh, you're an eye doctor.
Oh.
I have 1,000 eye questions.
What happens if you get a stick rammed in there?
Yeah. Like, so I wonder if that's the same for like for her business, but surely the cactus needle eye injury is the best one she's got.
Oh, I don't know. Well,
not result in someone losing their vision.
Okay, or any damage whatsoever, I think.
Yeah, the closest of calls, for sure.
Okay, so we talked to her. That's really fun. Before we do that, Rick,
yes.
Fishing talk.
Well, now you're in my element.
Really?
No, I've never been fishing since I was like 7 years old.
Okay, but you have been fishing.
I have
been. What is your sports opinions on fishing?
My fishing stories is that my granddad used to take me and my brother, or me and my cousins. There were basically four of us. I had two cousins and me and my brother. We were kind of like brothers growing up, but he would take us fishing and I would cry. I was a little kid, like 6 or 7. If
like
I didn't
16
catch a
or
fish.
17.
Well, like, I mean, to catch a fish, you have to be kind of patient.
Right.
You can't just be goofing around. And a 6-year-old's not good at that stuff. And so that used to like drive me crazy. And I remember I did finally catch a fish and it was like this big and it was like the greatest thing of my entire life.
So
my sports opinions about
Your hot sports opinions about fishing.
No.
Do you like to go? Have you taken your boys?
I don't know. Like,
do you have a fishing pole?
I do not. That is not something that I'm like, you know what I would like to do is go fishing. But I can see if like one of my kids was like, hey, I'd like to go fishing. I'd be like, all right, well, let me YouTube how to go fishing and go buy some. I mean, I'm not like opposed to it. It just doesn't sound like – it's not like – okay, you're gonna roll your eyes. I have a problem with the hunting of the animal.
Well,
that's
what if you just? I mean, I guess even if you catch and release, you're still harming the fish.
Well, like So my problem with hunting isn't like the killing of the animal. It's like you're like stacking the odds like so far in your favor. Like
not in turkey hunting.
Well, or like I will accept bow hunting. Like you're shooting with a bow and arrow. Like, all right, you know what? That's you're evening the odds. But it's
just
the
bare
like,
fist.
Let me set
punching.
Up this feeder right here, and I'm gonna sit right here in this tree with a rifle and just.
Let
when
me tell
he comes
you,
on, I'm gonna pop him right in his face.
We're gonna get back to fishing, but let me tell you something that will make you happy. I sat out and called 25 times in the 6 weeks of turkey season. I did not shoot a turkey.
Oh, well, good.
I mean, but I had I had turkey interaction. I just could never get them.
I'm sorry. I had turkey interaction. Is that like an industry term?
No.
It's a great turkey interaction today, baby. Oh yeah.
This year I wasn't a turkey hunter. I was a turkey conversationalist. I got really good at like.
Come have sex with me.
Classic.
It's a callback to a very great episode.
Classic moment. Yeah. Okay. So.
So like just fishing doesn't sound like a lot of fun to me. Like being out in this boat in the water. Like
now
know,
here's this.
Like, I'm not opposed to it.
So, you know, where you and I grew up, you either had to know somebody at like Lake Louisville or somewhere that, or you had to drive a heck of a long way to get to a place where you could just kind of fish, like, and not like have some sort of connection. We live like 5 minutes from Fort Phantom Lake up here.
Is there water in there now?
Yeah, it's fully full.
Because when we were in college, like that place, there was about 2 inches of water in that whole place.
So, it's fully full. Now, that's the term that you
fully
use.
Full.
We can drive like 5 minutes and be at a place that's like a public fishing area. Like, so I'm like, we got to take advantage of that, right? So I went and bought, I hadn't bought, had owned a fishing pole since I was in college. Went and bought a fishing pole. You know, I don't know. I'm at Walmart. Yeah. Like, is this the one? I don't know what the fishing pole
Give
is.
Give me one of those thingies.
Yeah, is there a hook?
One of those fish sticks.
What kind of fish stick? They're like, oh, those are over in the frozen food section, sir.
I looked at the glossary before I came over here.
Well, so I went and bought like a fishing pole for me and one each for the girls. It was like a half size, but like a normal reel, not like a
kiddie
reel.
Not like a plane, like a My Little Pony fishing rod.
Bought like the... starter pack. I looked like, you know, I had like three brand new fishing poles, like the little starter tackle box, and like,
hello everyone, I am fishing man.
So we went and we fished and it was great. And
did you catch anything?
No, I had to YouTube like, how do you tie the knot on the thing, you know, like what kind of bait is this? We went and bought like live worms and the whole thing. And so went fishing last week on a Thursday at Fort Phantom. Then we were in our place down in Lomita, like in Central Texas, and went on another little fishing adventure. Didn't catch anything, but we sure had fun, like watching the fish come up and like eat our bait off the hook. So probably not doing it right.
I was going to say you're doing it backwards. You're doing it wrong. It's like you're having a mouse trap, and the mouse comes up and just eats the cheese right off of the thing
How
and just runs
is.
Off.
Like, yeah. Hang on a second. We did it. We fed the mouse. But anyway, but with fishing. You're walking a tightrope of fish wire between like having a good time and a disaster. You've got like hooks.
Oh yes.
You've got water around, a lot of water
like someone
around.
Just goes to cast.
Yeah.
And you're like,
yeah. You've got potential snakes. There's just a lot that could go wrong.
Well, you're really selling me on how
I know.
Going fishing.
But
I
if
could
the,
tell you.
The more you go and like the first two times we've been like, you know, I'm spending half the time just retying knots and cutting line. It's tangled. The more you do that, the better you get at that. The more enjoyable experience you'll have, because if that happens, you can just be like.
Yeah.
And you can get right back to it.
Is that how they did it on the YouTube video?
I went fishing a lot when I was a kid. But anyway, so it's fishing.
I probably have not been since I was 11, probably. That's
it. That's 30 years ago, Rick.
That's actually 29 years ago, Colonel Abacus.
I thought I was fishing man.
I gave you a promotion. You've been promoted to colonel, but I now condescended you by calling you Colonel Abacus.
Mr. fishing man. There we go.
Okay, this is going to be a funny bit, the changing of the names on Zoom.
I do it on all the Zoom calls that I'm in charge of. I'm changing everyone's name, and it's a funny bit. Okay, so let's get to the interview. This is Dr. Ronnie. You know her. You love her. Here she is.
Hello.
There she is, Dr. Ronnie. Hey.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. We are good, and I'm glad to see you. I know last time we recorded, we did not do video, and we started doing video. So this is me. It's Mark.
Excellent.
And that's Rick.
I didn't see you all last time. I was not on the call, but I am Rick. It is nice to meet you.
Hi, Rick. Hi.
Okay, so we are recording.
Okay.
We've had
several... let me just ask you, should I be, I'm looking at you vertically, should I be horizontal or does it matter?
You can do, if you wanted to do horizontal, if it's no difference to you, horizontal looks a little bit better, but whatever.
It's actually easier for me if I just put it there.
Perfect.
Oh, how's that?
Yes. Okay, so remind me, where are you calling us from? Not like what room you're in, but like what?
Oh, so I live in New York City, but we are actually on vacation right now in Delaware. So I'm calling you from Delaware.
You're on vacation?
By the way, is that the first time that sentence has ever been uttered? I'm on vacation in Delaware.
I know, yes.
I was actually having a laugh with a friend of mine about this the other day. Like,
that's from Wayne's World.
From Wayne's World. Yeah. I'm in Delaware. But I'm sure, and I was thinking, I was like, surely there are like beautiful places in Delaware to go and just relax and chill. It's just not places we think of automatically.
Exactly. We were initially this summer, we were supposed to go to Greece and Rome, but those plans went out the window. So
I was too. I was
Delaware
on my
was
way.
A
I was
going
to go to Greece and Rome all summer and then.
No, he wasn't.
No, I wasn't.
I actually, Dr. Ronnie, my wife and I were supposed to be in Australia for a week starting Memorial Day that we did not get to go to. So.
hopefully a couple of months, then we'll all be able to get back to traveling. And
well, then I just saw this thing where Texas, you know, had like the most aggressive reopening, and Forbes just came out with this thing as Texas is setting all sorts of new records for hospitalizations.
You know, it's almost as if there's a scientific connection between the spread of disease and human behavior. I don't know.
Who would have thunk, right?
I don't know. I trust our government. I trust our duly elected representatives to have our best interest at heart.
I don't like where this conversation is going. Okay, well, we have already recorded an intro. We've already introed you. You were on show, this is show 231. I believe you were on show 219. So you were on just about 12 episodes ago. So that was exciting. And then when we recorded the intro for the last show, you had already booked this. And I remember thinking like, oh, June, so far away.
Exactly. And then before we knew it,
And then I was before COVID and the whole thing. So
Well, it does seem like it's been about 10 years since February. So
yes,
I will
say this. We've all aged in our own ways, right?
Cut all my gray hairs off.
Desperately look. Need a haircut and all that. So,
so I will say this, three things that I was prepared for with the COVID. I cut my own hair. I have all my own gym equipment in my garage, bragging montage. Okay. And I have a bidet. So
there you go. What else do you need in life?
Nothing.
Right?
I've got a garden hose through the window of my bathroom, and so I have a bidet too.
Gross.
I have a super soaker on the floor next to the toilet.
Spraying all over.
You got to put your thumb over in front of it.
That
there.
Visual's going to stay with me there.
Oh, we have derailed. Turn your phone off, Rick.
I'm sorry. It's my work phone, Mark. Maybe there's a work emergency.
Well,
right now. It's not. It's my son. He's calling to share a bunch of memes with me, probably.
Okay. We didn't do this last time. I just thought of this because Rick wasn't on. Rick?
I was not.
The birthday game.
So what we do, and it's just best if you don't ask any questions because we don't really have any answers for you here. Like why we started doing this. What the genesis of this was, but somehow a few years ago, Mark and I started trying to guess. Oh my God,
Jason
will not leave me alone.
Is it Jason?
Yes. hang on. He's calling my other phone now. He's now calling two phones. This
what if an emergency?
Yeah. What if he's hanging off of a cliff and needs you to come rescue him?
I am busy. Stop calling me right now. Okay. Somehow, Mark and I started this deal where we guess the guest's birthday. We have a little game. And here's the rules. We each get two guesses. And now he says he's sorry.
Oh, that's how now I feel bad. Jason.
Wait, does that mean that includes the year too?
Just the month and the date.
Okay.
And your response can only be yes or no. No, like, oh, you're so close. We're like, we want to maintain the integrity of the guess.
Okay.
And
so poker face. Poker
yes.
face.
Rick goes
I would
first.
Like the record to reflect.
Jeez.
I am the person, I'm the only one of the two of us who have ever guessed the birthday right on the number.
You cheated, so you're like the steroids thing with baseball.
Okay.
All the records are out.
No, and then I did a bit like last year, a friend of mine who listens to the show, we started pranking Mark by researching the guest birthdays, and I nailed it like 6 weeks in a row. And Mark's like, I can't believe that you're like clairvoyant.
Okay.
Like, I can't
just
believe
guess
so
the birthday.
That you don't believe that you figured this out. But I have gotten a legitimate guess. So I will defer to Mark.
No, you go first.
I'm asking you if you want me to go first or you want to go first.
Oh, okay.
I'm deferring.
Sorry,
okay?
I attacked you for no reason.
Okay, Mark wants me to go first to increase his odds from 1 out of 365 66. To 1 out of 365 for okay. 4, 6 to 5.
Okay, so I can only answer yes or no, right?
Correct. That's correct.
Okay, got it.
June
9th. No.
Okay. I was watching for some sort of anything, but she didn't. There was nothing. I remember we're only doing holidays. We have lots of holidays. I'm going to go October 31st.
No.
Okay. We each get one more guess.
Okay.
I mean, we could do this.
We each get 20 more guesses.
February.
Well, you got 363 choices left.
Okay,
so.
That's true. All right.
Rick's like, June 9th. No, wait. I just said that one.
I'm going to pick my favorite of all days, February 16th.
No.
Why is that your favorite day?
Because it's the birthday of a very special person.
My brothers?
Yep, your brothers. That's
no. That's my brother's
that's
birthday.
Why, that's why I guessed it.
Really? Oh, you're mm-hmm. sweet. Okay.
February 16th. Okay.
Okay. May 21st. I nailed it.
No.
Okay, what is it?
But you're close.
Okay.
What was it?
April 21st.
Oh!
Not that close. We've gotten way closer.
Very
gotten,
close.
But before, and I think I've done this more than him.
Shut up.
But I've gotten within like 2 or 3 days on either side.
Wow.
We've both gotten
pretty close. You are clairvoyant. I sense it. I can sense it.
I am the smart one, and also I'm more charming.
I just like end the conversation for everyone. Like punting the ball over the fence. I'm done with this. Okay. We have lots of stuff to talk about. I know we were emailing earlier today about some topics that we didn't cover last time, but I have something that I want to ask you about as an eye expert. This is going to be a very different question. I read a book. Okay. Are you familiar with the Lonesome Dove movies? With Robert Duvall and I was going to say Woodrow Call, but his name is Tommy Lee Jones. There's this old Western, Lonesome Dove. It's a famous book. It's part of a tetralogy. It's the third of four books.
Okay,
in
professor.
The second book, this thing happens to one of the characters. And as an eye expert, I want to ask you, because this guy's captured and they take a knife and they cut off his eyelids. What would happen to you if you woke up one day and you did not have eyelids? What would happen to your eye?
Oh,
that's
really
that
is not good. That's
like
not
that, would...
that's torture. That's actually torture. So, you know, our eyelids, they when we blink, they lubricate our eyes. So basically, if you don't have eyelids, your eyes will dry out. And yeah, there you go. You got it.
That's how I blink
you
normally.
You got it.
Like that almost all the time. My eyes are very
so. What would happen to your eyes, though? Would you go blind?
So, yeah. So your cornea would basically degenerate, and you would probably have scarring, and then eventually go blind.
Because also at night, your eyes are closed. So there's no light.
Could you go to sleep, or would you just be like?
How would you sleep?
That is
you could sleep. Yes, you would sleep. You would have REM sleep. You would do all those normal things.
But your eyes would just be like.
Yeah. So that. Yeah. So, you know, there are some people who sleep with their eyes open. Have you ever seen, like, when people sleep, like, if their eyes
half
don't close
open,
completely, there's a little sliver that's, yeah, there you
I've
go.
I've got a lot of pictures my brothers have taken of me over the years on road trips or whatever, and I'm like, it's the worst. Yeah, so now here's a question. If you have a TV on, if there's a light on, can the light still get into your brain and mess up your sleep rhythm?
So it's significantly less, but yes, if you do get, like, let's say there's, you know, a TV on and all night long you're getting blue light. Yeah, it's going to disrupt your sleep. It's not good. I mean, my husband does this all the time. He falls asleep in front of the TV. I don't know how he does it, but it's not good sleep. It's not healthy. So
you ever go over there, like, see if he's, you know.
I used to. I think the novelty has worn off.
Before you start tying his shoelaces together, you got to make sure he's. He's not really awake. That old trick. Anyway.
Sometimes I dump a little ice water on him, but, you know.
just to keep him guessing. Oh, man. Okay, so in the show notes, it says they talked to Dr. Ronnie about vacation, Dr. Ronnie's birthday, having your eyelids sliced off.
That's what I was going to do instead of going to Rome.
The lonesome dove torture.
Yes, that's what it was. And he ended up surviving, but who knows if that actually would happen. Okay, let's get into it here.
I was just gonna read that book, so I guess now I'll just.
Well, that's not like the ending
back
of the
to
book.
The library. I'll take my tetralogy back to the library and just turn them back in. You know?
In that thing.
So I have a question for you, Mark. Okay. Does the same thing happen in the movie as in the book?
Okay, so the Lonesome Dove, that doesn't happen in the Lonesome Dove book. That happens in the second book. I think there might be a mini series or something about, I believe that one is called Comanche Moon. I think there is a mini series
okay.
about that.
Because so I remember hearing Lonesome Dove. It was something
it's
movie
like
or
a
TV
Texas,
show or something.
Like, what do you, Rick, would you describe as like a cult classic? Like, it's a four-part, two-hour each.
Mini-series.
It's an 8-hour movie. And it follows the book really close. And the book is like 1,000 pages, which is a lot.
What would happen if Mark was telling a story and I rolled my eyes, but my eyelids were cut off? Like, would you
still see?
You still see? I'm rolling my eyes at him. I have a library card, just in case all of you were not aware.
It's free. Okay, let's talk about migraines. I know that's something that we talked about. I've had two migraines my whole life. The first one I very vividly remember. It was eighth grade. It was the day of like my first like football practice, padded football practice. So I'm wondering if there was like stress or something. Maybe it was seventh grade. Anyway, I had to go home. I couldn't see out of my eye. I had this horrible pain.
It's pretty scary.
And then, I'm like, well, I guess I'm going to have migraines now for my life. I've had maybe one since then. My wife gets them pretty regularly. We've changed some things, and she gets them very, very less often. But when she has them, it's like she's throwing up. She's just out of commission for hours and hours, a day or two. Do we know what a headache is at this point? Do doctors know what's going on when your head hurts?
So it's all conjecture. We think we understand, but we really don't understand. So what happened to you was a classic kind of migraine, which is called migraine with aura. And so people start off by seeing these like flashing lights. And oftentimes it's like people think they're having a stroke or something. It's very, very scary. And then after the lights go away, that's when the headache starts. And what we think happens is that in the brain, there's a change. There's an electrical change. There's a blood vessel change. And there's a whole sequence of events, but we don't exactly know. But you are very lucky that you don't get them regularly, because many people start getting them pretty often.
Right.
But I can tell you probably, I've heard this a lot, where people are exercising, they're working out, and then all of a sudden they get a migraine. It's many, many times it's because they're dehydrated. So it's possible that it wasn't just stress in your case. It was probably dehydration also.
Right. Huh. So what about the people?
And I don't know
that...
about your wife, like if she has specific triggers, but I think the most important thing anyone with migraine can do is to try to figure out what their triggers are and then to fix it. So for example, if your trigger is too much caffeine, stress, not enough sleep, hunger, try to fix it, try to avoid it.
And I would imagine everything you just listed is a trigger? I mean, how many triggers are there? Are there just an
infinite many,
number of triggers?
So many. Yeah. I mean, every person is different. And then there are food triggers too. So like, for example, for some people, they may, you know, like red wine may be a trigger, which is, you know, difficult for many people because they love red wine. Right. But
like the song by UB40.
red wine.
Song I was thinking about.
By the way, speaking of songs from certain eras, I was going to guess the year of your birthday. I was going to guess 1995. But
you have my heart.
Yeah. So
I wish.
Anyway,
no.
Listen, that's not what he texted me. If you want to see, I can send you. Some-
Shut up.
So I revealed my birthday on Instagram. So when you said you researched your guest, I was thinking, well, maybe he's gone to my Instagram and looked up what my birthday really is.
That's what me and my mystery listener were doing. We were like doing intensive social media research.
Well, when you said your favorite day, I thought you were going to say April 20th, which is one day off of April 21st. So,
you know what? Actually, April 20th is usually one of my go-to guesses.
I know.
So that's so kind of weird that this is the one time I didn't guess that.
Anyway, so yeah, sorry, I derailed us there. So
you did.
So back to the triggers, back to the headaches. So yeah, my wife actually. Gosh, it's probably been more than 10 years ago, she was on birth control. And when she stopped taking birth control, that's when they stopped happening just like on the reg weekly.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So, most women actually, some women actually go on birth control to prevent migraines.
Right. Yeah. So like, what?
Because it's all the fluctuating hormones that triggers it. So many, many women have that issue. But it's great that your wife is better. Yeah.
I don't. My mom would get migraines pretty often, but she figured out on just kind of self research that if she stopped eating anything involving sugar at all after like 1 p.m, like that was the time that was the magical time, and so like, and she didn't eat a lot of sugar anyways. But like if she didn't, then not cured her, but like cut it in, like by a huge factor.
That's great. You really just, if anyone out there is listening who suffers from migraines, be your own detective. Kind of look back at your triggers, you know, your episodes, and figure out what is triggering it. You know, something that happened within the 24 hours before you got the headache. You know, just have to kind of go back with a fine tooth comb and figure it out. And every person's different.
I remember, Rick, your mom also, one thing that she would do to help. With the visual,
tell me more about my mom.
With this visual, we don't get this on just the audio. I was gonna say she goes over and she would like knee your dad in the crotch, which would help her. But now it's over. So
I thought you were gonna make like a mom sex joke.
No,
usually what we're going.
I would never do that.
Yeah, you never do that. No. Perish the thought.
So Rick, have you gotten migraines? Rick, have you ever gotten migraines?
I have never I've never gotten a migraine. I have never gotten an ice cream headache, and it's not because I don't eat a lot of ice cream.
What is that?
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
But she's right. A really big trigger for me for headaches is dehydration. I have like several cues that I can know that I'm getting dehydrated. One of them is if I get a headache, the very first thing I do, it's not go take an Advil or anything. It's literally, I just drink a bunch of water.
Yeah.
Huh.
And especially like this sounds weird. I don't know if other people go through this, but like the texture of my skin, my fingertips, I can tell if I'm dehydrated based on how my fingertips feel. Mm-hmm. And so like,
I can tell about how they taste, Rick.
We won't go there.
when Rick's asleep, I'm over there like, he's dehydrated.
So yeah, like for me, like that's hydration is something I pay. I mean, I'm not really as great about everything else about, like, you know, living a super healthy lifestyle or whatever. I'm always smoking.
Rick, the name of our show is
but like hydration is one thing because, like, man, it will have like an instant impact on all kinds of stuff that like is not physically comfortable for me. So yeah, that's my big headache. If I have a headache, the very first thing I do is just go drink like a big like quart of water.
So it's interesting you said like birth control, taking it, not taking it. Exercise, some people I know when they get headaches, they will like go for a walk or run or something, and that will help the headache or something. Mm-hmm. And some people have to lay down, some people have the light. So yeah. Let's talk about the visual like cues. What are some of those things? Like, is that the same? I mean, yeah, just talk a little bit about the visual cues.
Yeah, so many symptoms. So it was the most common thing is the flashing lights. They look like zigzags. And they kind of like have a C pattern, and they start off small and they get bigger, bigger, bigger. And I don't know if you remember yours, Mark, when you had it, but it's pretty scary.
Yeah.
The other common visual symptom is light sensitivity. People are exquisitely sensitive to bright light. So anything, sunlight, fluorescence, even like a computer screen will trigger someone. So, you know, the brain is on, for people with migraine, their brains are they have a tendency just to be very, very sensitive to any kind of stimulus. So light, sound, smells.
My wife is crawling on the floor. Wait, we were just talking about you. About your
in the background.
We were talking about migraines. When's the last migraine you had?
I thought you had a dog there, Mark.
There she is. You can see her. She's over there. She was like crawling.
Hi there.
When's the last migraine you had? What's the frequency that you get them now?
Dealing with your stupid ass.
Okay. Can we say menstrual on the show?
Yeah, we can say menstrual.
That's what
she
said. It's menstrual. I don't know what that means. What does that mean? Just kidding.
Let me get out my dictionary.
Oh, my Lord. yeah, so
we say menstrual?
She said it. The visual symptoms, I think, is a big thing. Now, it's very dangerous, obviously. I think my dad has a story. He got in a really bad wreck like before he had kids because he had a migraine and like kept driving and like couldn't see.
Yeah,
like,
if you're in a car, you just got to pull over and stop because the whole sequence lasts anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes. So it'll pass, but you cannot be driving when you're having it.
Yeah, it's pretty
wild.
And,
you know, there are some days when I'm seeing patients and I'll get a migraine and I just kind of have to stop because
really?
I can't see what I'm doing. I can't write. I can't see the patients. I can't examine them. So you just have to take a break. It'll pass. And in the meantime, before the headache starts, drink a lot of fluid. And maybe, you know, if you have a medicine that you can take just to prevent the headache from coming on, take it as soon as possible.
And see, all this is so bizarre to me as someone who's never had like a migraine before. Like you've always like they just had like the documentary about the Chicago Bulls run, and Scottie Pippen had the migraine game.
Yeah.
He showed up for like an NBA finals game, was like, can't play, got a migraine. And I'm like, I don't understand that.
It's like throwing up. You could
because
see
I've never physically experienced this, and so I'm like, man, how can a headache? I've had bad headaches, but like, how can a headache be so bad that like you can't see? And that just like blows my mind.
It's a whole different world monster, really. I mean, there are regular headaches, like tension headaches, and then there are migraines. And migraines knock you out. Like you have to crawl in, you know, into a dark room, go under the covers, and go to sleep. And hopefully, it's going to be gone by the time you wake up. Nausea, vomiting. I mean, people feel horrible when they get
that's
headache.
What happens
so
to my
it's
wife.
Not a typical.
Yeah,
typical.
The eyes. Like talking about like you see these things. The eyes are like. Eyes are pretty crazy. Like they're pretty amazing, and I see like you see people like working like with like skill saws and like doing things with flying things around, not with eye protection. It's pretty important because it's not like I don't know. You lose your eyes like that. That's it.
It's critical, and I'm so glad you brought it up because I've seen so many eye injuries from flying objects. You know, people sawing, people hammering a nail, something simple that, you know, just something shoots off, a metal piece goes into the eye.
Like when I'm putting on
a
button-down shirt, the button will shoot off and hit someone in the eye sometimes.
Well, that can cause some damage, but not as much as like something sharp that can actually penetrate.
Can I tell you a crazy a close eye call that I had that as an eye doctor, this will make you cringe. Okay. I was mountain biking. I love to mountain bike. And it was really hot, and sweat had like gotten onto my sunglasses, right? And I'm wearing sunglasses for the sun, not for protection, right? So I'm like, ah, to heck with the sunglasses. I can't see. I crashed into a cactus patch. And I have pictures of this, okay?
Oh, no.
I crashed from head to toe. It wasn't like my leg was in a cactus. My body was laying in a cactus patch.
Oh, my goodness.
To get out of the cactus patch, I probably got more cactus needles because I couldn't put my hands anywhere to get up, right?
Well, oh, my goodness.
When I crashed, I could not see out of my right eye, okay? When the dust settled and I'm like looking around, I can't see out of my right eye. And I'm like, I poke my eye out on a mesquite thorn or something. I'm blind for life. And so I reach up and I feel like there's something stuck in my eye. So I grab it and I start to pull. A cactus needle had gone through this and it was stuck in the bottom eyelid. Okay.
Oh my God. You are so lucky.
So I pulled it out and then I had the wherewithal to like, get my phone and take a picture. I have another picture of
another
one.
Yes, I remember
one
the picture and it was
sticking
horrifying
out. I pulled it out.
You have to send those pictures to me. I want to see
I pulled
pictures
it out and I was finally like, okay, I can see. I went to the eye doctor, a buddy of mine's an eye doctor, and he looked at it. There was not a scratch on my eye. What?
You are incredible. Like,
that doesn't, like, I mean, my
an
eyes
angel
should
must have been sitting over that cactus.
It's like falling out of an airplane into a pillow factory.
Right.
Like, and there's jagged rocks all around the pillow
what
factory.
What should have happened is I
right into the pillows.
I pull the thing out and I look and there's just like my eye is just stuck.
Like an hors d'oeuvre. Like an olive.
It's a great
martini.
Oh, anyway, that's
oh, that's
story
quite a story, but you have to send me those pictures.
Okay, yeah, no, I'll send you. I've got them on my Instagram. Yeah.
I had one
ago
once.
Yeah. I mean, there are so many crazy stories of eye injuries, yeah, you know, like a bee sting into the eye. I mean, things like that, they happen.
I'm so weird about like when I go to the eye doctor, because I wear contacts, and if I don't wear I have to go every year because I'm completely blind without them, but I see like the posters they have on the wall of like, if you don't throw your contacts out regularly, if you don't take care of your eyes.
Oh,
like
the infections and stuff.
Ugh, that's so gross. Like anything involving the eyes, I'm just very.
Yeah, many like people. So there's a word for that. There's a word. Let's get out the dictionary.
Eye-phobia.
Is it better than Mark's?
It is eye-phobia, but it's called omatophobia, and it's a fear of the eye. So anything like if somebody sees a picture of an eye or someone talks about an eye, they cringe. So it's an actual thing.
Or like, can you do this hard enough for your eyes to come out?
Hopefully not.
This is Ask the Eye Doctor, all kinds of ridiculous questions.
Do, but yeah.
Well, okay. Well, we already mentioned water. What are some other like of the natural treatments and like for food and stuff? What are some things that not necessarily, I guess, so two things, what gets rid of the migraine now? And then what are some like natural treatments that you can do like in between migraines? Here's a real question.
Yeah, so for some people, caffeine can be treatment, or for some people it can be a trigger. So if you don't have a lot of caffeine, you can have some caffeine and that can help get rid of the headache right now. So have a cup of coffee, have some soda, that can stop it in its tracks for some people. Other people, they can just sleep it off, or sometimes they'll do like an Excedrin migraine just over the counter. Or if you get serious migraines or frequent migraines, then your doctor will probably prescribe something. Now for long term, now this is really, really important. Identify your triggers. Now, food is probably the biggest trigger for many people. So fermented foods, even things like cheeses, wine, like I mentioned before, that red wine. And then also anything processed or even for example, processed meats. They have chemicals in them as preservatives, but that can trigger migraines.
What about the sparkling water that Rick is just drinking? Is that a migraine trigger? What did you got there?
Seltzer. Blackberry citrus seltzer.
He holds up and it's just like natural light. It's beer.
Whiskey in a can.
That's probably pretty good. That's probably pretty safe. But in terms of other natural things that you can do, magnesium is great. So you can take a magnesium supplement, even for regular headaches, even if they're not migraines. And if you get, you know, tension headaches, you can do like an over-the-counter magnesium. B vitamins are great. I also love peppermint oil. It may sound strange, but you can take some peppermint oil and dilute it and then rub it into your temples. And that really helps a lot too. So those are my top saves for
Yeah, we have essential oils treatments. All over the place around here. Oh, and look, I found that.
Oh, my goodness.
That was the second one. The hole is where the other one was pinning it shut.
Wow.
God.
And I love how you put that red arrow there, just in case we missed it.
Right there. There's
a giant needle sticking out of my face.
I was
one time I tripped into a porcupine patch and all these porcupine things got in my face.
Wait, like just a porcupine? Or a porcupine?
No, it was
patch.
A bunch of. It was like a porcupine.
Is that what you
farm.
Call like a herd
were
of
they,
porcupines?
Yeah, were they raised porcupines? I did the same thing.
Yeah.
And you just happened to trip into it.
You know, I didn't make an Instagram post about it or anything like that. So yeah. I mean,
whatever. The dogs
I just dealt
that
with
have...
it. I was like, oh man, that hurt, and I was like, all right, well, okay, that's fine.
Shut up. Whatever. That's a lie. okay, so I think since we talked last, I got a pair of the. This is another thing to add to my bragging montage. I've never had contacts. I've never needed any glasses of any kind. I'm almost 40. My dad is the same way. My mom, they just recently got reading glasses in their 60s. Just like the, you know, you buy, it's not like they don't need prescriptions or anything.
Just the over-the-counter, yep.
So, but I did get a pair of like the non-prescription, like just blue blocking. They're not the orange ones like this.
These are the ones that I wear to bed when I read. I wore those
Let's
exact
see.
Sunglasses.
Let's see what you got. Yeah.
These are great. These are like welder safety glasses. And I mean, that, if you don't want to get in a fight with
Very
your spouse.
Very cool. Yes.
If you and
if
your
you
spouse.
You want to look like a cyclist from the
80s.
Yeah. No, yeah. See?
I love that they're wraparound. That's great.
So I should be wearing these. But I got some like, I don't want to say the name brand because they're not paying us. but like just some like they look like regular glasses, and I've been wearing those. I left them in my truck, but I usually wear them when we record, and I've got the f.lux on my computer, so the computer screen is very orange and everything. Is that good to have? Can wearing those like blue blocker, not these, but just like the ones that are fashionable just around, is that good for your eyes?
So normally, if it's during the day, we get plenty of blue light from the sun, and that's when we're supposed to get blue light. So if you're using your computer during the day, it's okay. But when after the sun sets, if you're using your computer a lot or phone or whatever it is, yes, it's going to interfere with your sleep. It's maybe going to cause you digital eye strain. So yes, you can wear them or get the Flux, or I like iristech.co.
Yeah, we talked about that. I think that was in the show notes last time we talked. Yeah, definitely.
Those are great apps you can just download to any screen and it'll block the blue light. In terms of the blue blockers, they're not all the same. You know, they all filter blue light differently. So what you're wearing right now is probably filtering most of the blue light. Very fashionable. But the way you know if it's really filtering blue light is if you look at a screen, and if you look at something blue, if you can still see the color blue, then it's not 100% filtering out that blue light.
So I figured that out because those are the exact same ones. I've been wearing them, the same pair for like 10 years. Mark, well, probably not quite that long, but Mark turned me on to those. And periodically, like I play this, I don't know, it's not Candy Crush, but it's like one of those kind of games on my phone. And like they have different color blocks and I have to like... pick them up off to tell which ones are green or blue because they just look exactly the same. I'm like, hey,
okay, so that
I think these are probably blocking most of the blue light. That's good.
I have one more pair of things that I put on my eyes and see if this give me your medical opinion about if this is what this is blocking.
I can't wait to see this. So.
Okay, wow.
How's this? Now this, I can't see anything.
Wow. So is that your sleep mask?
Is Rick laughing?
I am laughing in my mind because that looks ridiculous.
That's my mind fold. I have several of them over
Add
here.
That to the bragging montage. I own several mind folds.
It's very important to have these things where you can find them in the dark. Yeah, so this is my sleep mask. And it's gotten to a point where even if it's dark in the room, I still need this thing because it like hugs my head. Like the pressure of it is like my mother.
The
pressure,
yeah.
The pressure is what I couldn't get. Like it's like stuff close to my eyes. Like I don't like that. Like I could feel it.
But this is what's great about the Mindfold is that it doesn't.
It has, it has.
I know. Well, like even like the little foam part, like that even made me uncomfortable.
You have such an eye phobia.
I really do. I'm sorry, Mark. The term is
omatophobia.
Yes. Thank
Mark, I have to say, you are doing an amazing job biohacking. You got all the gadgets. You got it all. I wish I could have. I wish I knew. I would have brought my little gadgets too to show you. But
I'm trying to think, what other little gadgets do I have within reach?
I didn't know this was gonna be show and tell.
I have a machine that opens cans. It's called a can opener. That's my machine. My hacking skills.
I have this cool pocket knife for cutting things. Sorry.
Nerd. Just for if you fall into that cactus patch again.
Yeah. Cut it out.
Always carry a pair of pliers so you can pull the yank the needles out. God almighty.
Hold on. What else can we talk about? We need to talk about, we talked about digital eye strain a little bit and blue light. I want to talk about on your website, you've got some stuff on there about like immune system boosting. I feel like in all of this pandemic, we are atrophying. Hey, there's a cat.
Yes, I have a cat now.
What's his name?
Her name is Gilly.
Wait, there's girl cats? I thought all cats yes. were girls and all dogs were boys.
Oh, this is my cat,
Gilly. I will. Okay. My brother, Jeff, can never come to your house. Thanks a lot.
Well, all right then.
So
continue with what you were saying.
What was I even saying? I was saying about, immune system. So I feel like we are atrophying our immune systems by everybody just staying in their room, right? But we need to boost our immune system because we've got this virus that we're needing to fight against. So how can we mm-hmm. boost our immune system in a pandemic?
Yeah, the most important thing is to eat healthy, have plenty of fruits and vegetables, but you also need to have some animal products because animal products like eggs and dairy give us vitamin D. And because we're not outside as much, we need to get that vitamin D. So that's one thing. Lots of vitamin C, which you can get from citrus, lots of other fruits and veggies, and zinc. Zinc is really, really important. So you can take a supplement. You can do like zinc lozenges. You can get zinc from oysters if you like oysters. That's a great source of zinc.
Rick barely eats broccoli, let alone oysters.
I eat a lot of broccoli.
It's a big stretch.
If you offered me a 44 caliber bullet or oysters, I would take the bullet.
Well, how would you swallow it?
Pop it in there, just like a pill.
It's like, anyway, I was going to say some scene from Hot Shots when he gives him ear protection and he like drinks them like pills. Anyway.
You have to explain the joke.
I know, it's terrible. Hold on, you said something that made me think of something else. You were talking about eating zinc. Rick, what did you say? Sorry. You said something. What did you just chime in on? Oh, the broccoli, oysters.
She was listing things that you can eat.
There was some sort of food thing that I was going to say, and now I can't remember. Okay, we'll continue. I'm sorry. I'll just let you continue. Like, what are some other things that you can do to boost your immune system
our bodies need to have regularity. So we need to have great, proper sleep. Okay, lots of hydration. So the basics of life. You eat well, you sleep well, stay hydrated, try to do something to alleviate your stress, you know, talk to people, you know, do Zoom calls, whatever you need to do, be social, don't isolate yourself. I mean, those are the main things, but a lot of it just has to do with healthy living. And that way you can keep your immune system strong. And yes, if you're not getting all these nutrients from foods, then take a supplement, you know, take a couple of supplements. Again, vitamin C, zinc, and vitamin D are probably the most important.
Right.
There's all these herbs you can take too. So I don't know if you're interested, but I can list a couple for you.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, what are some good ones?
Ashwagandha is really great.
Who spell that?
Echinacea. Ashwagandha. Okay. A S H W A G A N D H A.
That's correct. That is correct.
Shut up. You don't know.
Spelling man. I've taken that before. I've heard that particular herb or whatever it is promotes like testosterone production and also promotes like I heard an ad the other day on TV like a calming gummies and they contain ashwagandha.
Oh well, Rick,
not that kind of calming gummies. Mark.
Calming gummies. Ashwagandha, I mean, it's been used for so many things, hormones, it's been used for inflammation, anti-inflammatory. So, I mean, it has many benefits, really no major side effects. So you can definitely take, I haven't heard of a gummy form, so I'm going to look into that because that
Rick
would be great.
Rick likes gummies. Yeah. Rick still eats gummy bears.
I have not had a gummy bear in a very long time.
Okay, so we are out of time. And hold on, let me make sure. I've got from the last show, On Facebook, it's Envision Health, Ion Migraine, Envision Health. Your website, all that is the same?
Yeah, all of that, all the same.
Perfect.
And Instagram also. So I'm probably most active on Instagram. So.
And is it Envision Health?
On Instagram, it's Dr. Ronnie Bannock. So it's my name, basically.
Bannock. Okay, cool. Okay, so we normally ask a question to all our guests. I think I may even asked you this last time. It's like, what's something you enjoy about life or something you do to make life more enjoyable? But we're going to give you the COVID version of this question, which is, what is something that you have either a practice that you have changed or a practice that like society has adopted during all of this craziness that you wish would stay? Like, for instance, the drive-by birthday parties for kids. Can that just be the new birthday party for kids?
Way less of a whip than like a regular kid's
birthday party.
Yeah, in April. Yeah, it's like, it's so great. It's like, you don't have to stand there awkwardly with the parents of your friends' kids that you don't know.
Oh,
and like, you drive by, you get the picture, you get the videos, the family's there, you ha-ha, and then you're gone.
Then
back
you get
your
via Amazon. There you go. Yeah. You're all set.
That's perfect. Drive-by birthdays. Okay, so like, what is something that like either you or society has started doing that you hope continues?
Yeah, one thing I think I started doing is, you know, I would communicate with everybody through text. Always, you know, never pick up the phone.
Right.
So
yeah.
This has made me pick up the phone or do FaceTime and actually see the person or, you know, just hear their voice, have a live interaction, even though it's virtual, which I think we've lost. We've lost a lot of that. So yeah. I'm glad that we can do that now.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a good answer. Yeah. I think Rick's answer was just people that are out walking. They're just people are outside more.
I see
spending
so
more time.
Many people in my neighborhood. Like just going on family walks. I didn't used to see that all that often. And now I see it all the time. And so I'm like, I think that's something that people, you know, and I'm very fortunate. Like the pandemic hasn't affected my work at all. I'm still in my office Monday through Friday, you know, 8 hours a day. But like these people who are having to work from home, I think they're all driving each other completely crazy. And so like about one, let's just go out of the house and have a little bit of space in between us and walk together. I think that's been probably something that's helped a lot of like, you know, kind of family cohesion, family cooperation type stuff.
Yeah. Sure.
Cool.
No, definitely. It's helped with family bonding. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, to keep people from like doing the Homer Simpson, Bart Simpson, like constant throat choke. I think that's been something that's been beneficial for people, probably.
Awesome. Well, Dr. Ronnie, I'm so glad that you came back on the show. This has been great. I'm so glad to actually do it. Via video, we can see.
Yeah,
so,
this is fantastic.
I like the video better. Yeah. I think the video works
well
better.
I'll let you know when the audio version goes up, and then the video version will probably go up a few days later. just when it takes me a little bit longer to edit the video, but it's fun. So anyway, so awesome. So thank you so much.
Yes,
really appreciate it, and have a great night. We'll hopefully talk to you soon.
You too. Take care. Had fun. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to the Simply Human Podcast.
Okay, that was it. Oh wait,
this is still recording. I'm scratching my back here.
He's stretching.
My back itches. Okay.
So that was great. Tip of the week is be cognizant. Your eyes are very valuable. You have two of them. They're like, it's not
man,
like.
Man, if you, it, like, okay, so like the great hypothetical is like if you could choose to lose one of your five senses,
yeah,
would it be would it be hearing, would it be sight, would it be you know, so just think about that within the like I feel like we are always on the knife's edge between like disaster of like all of a sudden I woke up today and I could see everything and then like such and such happened and now I'm blind forever. So just be kind to your eyes, and also so much stimulus comes through your eyes into your brain that you need to be careful, like blue light. You need to be careful. You know, it'll affect your sleep. It'll affect all kinds of stuff. So, you know, definitely be super cognizant of the role that your peepers play, Mr. Peepers.
The human body, you know, in general, is an amazing thing. The eyes, though.
Well, except for one part.
I mean, the brain. I just stopped myself. The brain is probably the most amazing. The eye, though, think about what the eye does. The eye is...
Yes. If you start thinking about, like, it's going to blow your mind. Yeah. And this is where, like, you know, I start getting, like, real weird about it. Like, how we have evolved over so many millions of years. Like, all the things, like, our eyes can do right now. And, like, our brains, how our brains process information. you could be in, well, I was talking about this at work today, like a super high stress, situation, your brain takes all that information in, but like it takes a while to process and file it. And so you'll remember stuff a week later that like you couldn't remember a week before. It's just the amazing efficiency at which your brain like can just take in gigantic loads of stimulus and then organize it cleanly in a way that you can access those memories. That's amazing.
Rec specs, glasses, protect when you're doing these sort of thing. Protect your eyes.
And I'm the worst about, like, I don't like wearing eye protection if I'm, like, you know, trimming the hedges. Quite literally trimming the hedges. I don't like to wear eye protection when I'm on the range at work. I'm like, I'll just close my eyes and just get it for the prize. Be smarter than me. If you're outside trimming the hedges, put on sunglasses. I think that'll probably work. Away from your eyes.
Yeah. Okay, that's the week. We got lots of stuff. Kate Galliott is coming back on. We got Jason Seid coming back on in the visual thing that we're doing.
Yes.
So this is going to be fun. So that is going to do it for this edition of the Simple Human Podcast.
And remember,
I thought I was fishing man.
I gave you a promotion. You've been promoted to colonel, but I now condescended you by calling you Colonel Abacus.
So until next time, enjoy.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 Dream Beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.